So we have an RT article today. It says Russian psychopath who dug up girls' bodies and could turn them into dolls could walk free. A deranged man who dug up the bodies of 26, yes, I said 26, young girls and turned them into human dolls could walk free from a psychiatric unit despite the fury of his victims' relatives. And the concern of doctors, I would say. Anatoly Moskovitz, and if I show you what Anatoly looks like, he looks like a member of the Nazi Party. And what I'm thinking is that he's probably part of one of those weird neo-Nazi groups that like all gets together. Because for some reason, I think that with 26 mummified bodies, that there are other people in the same area, and that this is part of a group and not just one person. Anatoly Moskovin, a 52-year-old historian from the Russian city of Nizhny Novgorod, I don't know if I said that right, was arrested and sentenced to compulsory psychiatric treatment after 2 dozen mummified bodies were discovered at his apartment in 2011. And if 2 dozen mummified bodies were discovered at his apartment, can you imagine what they find at his buddies? But I guess no one's talking about that, are they? This is, you know what? This is like one of those Nazi Party people that escaped to, that escaped to Russia. You know, this is like his like son or something. I mean, this reminds me of like Himmler's son. You know, he's like the lampshade out of the human skin guy. Last year, psychiatrists claimed that they had cured the man and recommended that he continue receiving treatment as an outpatient. However, they recently reversed their decision and demanded that his treatment be extended indefinitely. Yeah, because they were going to let him out, and then he was like, I'm going to do it again. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure that he said something like that. However, the body snatcher could now walk free on a technicality as the order keeping him secure expired in December. Well, given that now it's February, I guess so. So they have locked doors and armed guards and whatever. He's not going anywhere, thank God. Let's see. He is incurable, one of the victim's parents told the media. Yeah, I guess so. All right, so let's hear about this guy. What's he like? Moskovin, a historian and well-known cemetery expert. Yeah. Developed a fascination with the dead in childhood before starting to rob graves and steal the bodies of girls aged between 3 and 12. So this guy is like a real ghoul, you know what I mean? After drying the bodies, he would wrap their limbs in strips of cloth or stuff them with padding. Do you hear me? He stuffs limbs with padding, and they're thinking about letting this guy out from 7 years ago? No, I don't think so. Sometimes adding wax masks decorated with nail polish over their faces. So visual, he would use nail polish as makeup on wax masks and little kids' faces. He would then dress them in brightly colored children's clothes and wigs. Some also had music boxes inside their rib cages. Oh my God. It says here that he was interested in resurrecting these dolls or these girls. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you can't, if you come back resurrected, you got a birdcage in the middle of your chest? I would freak out. And then they asked him about what his parents said. His parents said, we saw these dolls, but we did not suspect there were dead bodies inside. Oh, so it's normal for a guy to have 26 human-sized dolls with masks, with finger polish? There are none so blind as will not see. You know what I mean? Yeah, so just so you know, if you see that guy next door and he looks like kind of an all-American kind of German, like blue-eyed, light-skinned, light hair kind of guy, be sure not to let your pets or dogs go outside unattended. Okay, have a great day.